Lightning River Queen reporting live from Bonnaroo 2019. And is the last day of Bonnaroo. I don't know. Feels like it went pretty quickly for me, but I also am having the time of my life. So who knows? I've got here in the studio with me Mr. John Tucker. He's from East Nashville, Tennessee, I see. Yes. Is that right?
Yes, I am.
I am too.
Really? It's a great place to be.
Oh my gosh, it's the best place to be. I've been there since 2005. I bought my first house over there.
Oh my
gosh. Yeah, it's been a hot minute.
So you've seen all the changes in Nashville.
Maybe not all, but but quite a few.
Yeah, a lot,
quite a few, yeah.
I've been there for about 2 years. So,
2 years?
Yeah.
Where? Awesome. I mean, you don't have to tell me your exact address, but where do you live?
Pretty much by Greenwood.
By Greenwood, okay. Yeah, that's fair.
Over there in Gallatin.
You know where Stratford High School is?
I do.
Yeah, I live right around
awesome.
There.
Sweet.
Yeah, I live by the Forest Green entrance to the park.
Gotcha.
So I get to go back there with my dog and run the trail.
So amazing.
Oh my God,
Nashville's
it's the best.
Beautiful.
It is. And Shelby Park, what a jewel.
I know.
I'll tell you what.
So
people are like, oh, East Nashville. I'm like, all right, more for us. Bye.
Yep.
Okay, so you're from Columbus, I think. Is that
Columbus,
right?
Ohio.
Columbus, Ohio.
Up north.
My mom is from Lancaster,
really?
Ohio,
okay.
Which is a really small town. I don't know if you've heard of that one.
I've spent time out there. Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay. And so tell me about your journey to East Nashville, Tennessee, John.
Nashville, Tennessee. So, yeah, I moved here about 2 years ago with dreams to pursue writing and was doing that for some time and kind of fell into artistry about a year ago and have been developing an artist project and writing that and a mixtape record, which is done now. It's called Nine. So I've just been on this journey of discovery this year, and it's been amazing.
That's great. Yeah. Tell us more about the music. Oh, I want to look up that guy. He sounds pretty cool. What's it going to sound like?
If you like hip-hop, if you like pop, if you like soul music, honestly, all those things combined. If you like Frank Ocean, if you like Kevin Abstract, Brockhampton, listen to me. So
awesome. Brockhampton, they played here, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Man, I saw people lining up for that
for
hours. And
they're
people,
so
I mean, for real, 20 years younger than me. And I'm what are the kids doing right now?
Should have been there.
It was amazing?
I wasn't there, but
okay.
Yeah.
But it's like a boy band, right?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, not in a derogatory way.
In the best way.
I don't mean that in a bad way, but
filled with just different musical influences, and they're so cool.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. Have you been at Bonnaroo the whole time?
So this is actually my first time being at a music festival at all. So
oh my God, you're spoiled!
Yesterday.
It's the best one.
I know, and I'm experiencing it the best way, through the artist's eyes. So it's been so cool.
Oh, tell me about your experience. What have you seen?
I met this Quinn 92. An amazing artist yesterday. We saw Casey yesterday.
Oh my God, was that not amazing?
So in love with her.
At Golden Hour. That was top five moments.
She
for
just
me
puts the E in the Ha. And
I tell you what, the Pride
amazing.
Parade ended.
I know,
at
it was the perfect
the Casey.
Timing. Literally. Yeah.
And she had the rainbow lights.
Yes.
And then she sang Rainbow.
Yep.
I was crying a little, John.
Yeah.
I gotta be honest.
I love my LGBT community.
Yes.
Being a part of that, you know, it's just to see an artist really come out and, you know, speak for us and be an ally is such a powerful thing. So,
and there's so much love down on the farm, man.
There is.
I mean,
there is.
Happy Roo. Happy Roo.
Yep.
I'm in the RV parking and I think that I know how to use simple machines, mm-hmm. office machines. I don't. They break on me all the
Not
time.
At all.
My generator totally went on the fritz.
I don't think
fritz.
Electronics are really meant to work out here, and I think that's really cool. There's no service, but a lot of people aren't on their phones.
Everyone's
as
like,
much,
we're
so.
Just bringing, you know, we're just bringing yeah. all the all the electronic things, and there's no electricity,
so
we're just gonna see what happens.
That works.
I have a guy next to me who apparently he's a contractor. He's 100 generators next to his RV, and I'm hello.
Yeah, we got here yesterday, and the bus, the generator on the bus broke down because I came with my friends, Golden West. They're a duo, and they're performing tonight, too, and so we had to get that fixed up, but it's
Who was your generator fixer?
I don't even know.
Some
just,
guy?
Yeah, they went to Home Depot to get some stuff, and they came and did some stuff, so.
The guy next to me, he was so sweet. He just, got his drill and all of his, socket wrenches, which apparently is a thing I forgot to bring
and
to
you
Bonnaroo.
Just bring them. Yeah, you don't think about that, but.
And he fixed up the spark plug and drilled it all back together, gave it one pull, and it was running again.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is the best. Bonnaroo is the best.
Definitely the best.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. So it's lots of love down here.
Lots of
it's,
love.
It's a really safe place,
it's
I feel
a very
like.
Safe
For 80,000 people
exactly.
in one small area.
Yeah. Yep. My anxiety has been eased, and I actually saw up on one of the signs. They're like, honestly, if you can spread the love, it's going to continue to spread, so just do it. So.
And you know what? It works.
It does. It does. Love Bonnaroo.
Yeah, it's awesome. So tell us about, I know your influences are kind of in the Tracy Chapman, Ed Sheeran, Sam Smith. Lauryn Hill.
Honestly, I grew up exposed to a lot of music, so I'm an all-genre songwriter, and that's just who I am at heart, so I have a lot of influences going on in my music, but definitely Tracy Chapman, just the songwriting from her, a huge inspiration to me in high school, and really was one of the reasons why I chased the dream to be a songwriter, and Lauryn Hill, just one of the greatest lyricists of our generation, an icon, and if you listen to our music, you see some of that stuff in there, so it's really cool.
I have, and it does show through there. Have you heard of J.S. Ondera?
I have not, no.
I think you would like him a lot.
Sweet.
Yeah,
I'll
he's sort of new, and I don't mean this in any bad way, but he sounds like Tracy Chapman.
Got you.
Yeah.
Sweet. That's awesome.
Yeah. And we play one of his tunes on the station here that I really love. But anyway, and tell us where you're playing, right?
So I'm performing today at the Bill Stage with Tons. That's the other Nashville Society. We're doing a pop round with Gatsby, Daniela Mason, and one other guy. He's amazing. I just blanked on his name. Sorry about
that. That's all right. Daniela Mason's going to be coming in to talk to us, too.
Oh, my gosh. She's so amazing. Such a fan of her music. So playing there today, and
About what time?
4 o'clock.
About 4 o'clock.
Stage,
all right. Well, y'all go see John Tucker. He is going to be playing some tunes out of Plaza 7, Songwriter in the Round, about 4 o'clock. John, thanks so much for coming in and talking
with us. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thank you. And we're going to get on some Mumford & Sons here and come back with more interviews live from Bonnaroo 2019.